we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making common sense like a superpower. Yeah, we got some common sense conservatism going on here. Hey, listen, I've got to teach you a new word. It's new to me. Some of y'all may already know it. I mean, I used to live in England. I didn't know this word. It's a British slang, but I like it. So on this show, you know, we have our own style, right? We got right side ruffians. That's what all y'all are. We got some right side ruffians, and we talk about cacistocracy. I'd never heard it before, but I love it. It's now part of the show. It's woven into the fabric of what we do. A cacistocracy is a real word that means a government led by the least competent of its citizens. Well, I think we're operating in a cacistocracy right now. Another one we use quite often is jackassery. Some of y'all texted in, you'd never heard that word. I'm not sure if I coined it, but anyway, what we see quite often out of our current government is a lot of jackassery. And when we see it, we play the sound, jackassery sound. But then I got a new word for you. Big Rig, have you ever heard the word codswallop?
No. Never.
Can you imagine what codswallop might mean?
To the top of my head, no. Maybe like, I don't know. Sounds like you're babying somebody. I don't know.
It's not a bad guess. Yeah, you're coddling them, but no, it's codswallop. It's British for nonsense.
Okay.
That's a right load of codswallop, I'd say. That's okay. What we're talking about here.
Okay, when you do the accent. I can hear the context of it.
Okay. Yeah. So, a codswallop spelled CODSWALLOP. Put that one in your repertoire, in your vernacular. Use it on your next Scrabble board. But you take that one with you to the next, after hours gathering or a Sunday school party or wherever, and just tell them, man, that's a bunch of codswallop. I guarantee you people are going, what? What'd you say? What do you say to me?
What's the origin of that?
It's British slang is all I know.
Just British slang. Does it have anything to do with a fish? Cod?
I don't know, dude.
I'm just trying to understand it.
It now has everything to do with things that we see out of D.C. Codswallop.
Hey, okay. I can get on board with that.
Yeah. So
nonsense.
So get used to it, folks. We may, I don't know how we're going to, I may have to find, you know what? If you can find, Big Rig, I've got an assignment. If you can find a British voice out there talking about codswallop, then we may wind up having a new sound effect.
I'll look around.
That's a right load of codswallops, what that is.
Okay.
Oh, blimey, the codswallop.
We just record you doing it.
I lived in England for 3 years. But I used to could do it and passably so. But anyway, and then there's accents, by the way, I can't do. The guys from Oasis, they're from Manchester. They can sing, but I can't understand a word they say when they talk. Do it. Go figure.
This sounds like gibberish.
Yes, it is. I don't know what you just said to me. I had a British SAS soldier that came out to my remote area in Afghanistan, and he would talk, and I'd look at him and go, I don't know what you just said to me. Do you have an interpreter? but anyway, codswallop. All right, so we're going to talk about the impeachment codswallop. The impeachment that never was. So Alejandro Mayorkas and the impeachment codswallop. This is maddening. It's not that we didn't get him through the entire impeachment process. It's how it went away. If you are not, let's remind you. Here's the way it works. The House takes up the articles of impeachment. Someone has to refer articles of impeachment on whoever, in this case, Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security. We're watching our border get run over. We're watching literally federal law being disregarded. We're watching right now as chaos ensues on the American public. Every state's a border state. People are dying. Fentanyl poisoning is everywhere. We're seeing cities and towns overrun and it's strained to their utmost, having to cut their city services to be able to fund housing for illegals. Listen, at some point, turn them away, y'all. Just tell them we're not doing it. We can't keep housing you. Don't come here. But so Alejandro Mayorkas, he was the articles of impeachment related to basically a dereliction of duty, willfully and systemically refusing to comply with immigration law and a breach of the public trust. It's a grand and gross mismanagement. It's reckless. And it should be impeachable. And so the House passed its articles of impeachment. What happens next is the House almost acts like a grand jury. If you're familiar with the criminal prosecutions here in the United States, a grand jury can hear the evidence and decide whether there's enough there to indict someone, after which they still have to stand trial. All right. So in this case, it's as if the House, the Congress, acts like a grand jury. It hears the evidence. It decides there's enough there, and it indicts. In this case, it impeaches. And it impeaches and sends it forward to the Senate. The Senate then becomes like the trial court. The Senate takes it from the grand jury, so to speak, the House, and puts it on trial and conducts a trial. Now, the Senate can choose to acquit. The Senate can choose to hear the evidence, all laid out in a more formal presentation. And the Senate, the members of the body, actually sit as a as like a jury. And then they vote. Do we impeach or don't we? Just like a jury would. And they can wind up being tied. They can wind up voting one way or the other. But what happened this past week was amazing. Because Mayorkas was impeached by the House, it was referred to the Senate for action. The Senate chose not to take action. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. What just happened this past week is precedent setting. And it's going to have ramifications that carry forward. And it's going to wind up, there's going to be some payback. But what I'm afraid of, though, is it's also diminished the capacity of a much-needed tool called impeachment. And I'll tell you all about it when we get back. Impeachment codswallop. Oh, blimey. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. John C. from Madison texts in, says they ought to send the article of impeachment up every week to the Senate. I think, yeah, I agree, man. But I think they actually have to re-vote every time, and good luck with that right now. Point, since it was just deemed unconstitutional by vote of the majorities, the Democrats, he says, well, then I guess I have to make a separate motion. Should we just dismiss all the articles? Yes, we should. Okay. And so they did. 51-49. That's the vote. Y'all, that's just maddening. That's gross, to be honest with you. Ted Cruz, on his own podcast, The Verdict, The Daily Wire has here that he came out and slammed the Democrats as the impeachment proceedings were due to begin. He says, Democrats are willing to throw the Constitution in the trash in order to avoid any national attention on the disaster playing out on the southern border. He says, Schumer and the Democrats are terrified of the evidence of the suffering of people who've died, the people, the children who've been sexually assaulted, the women who've been sexually assaulted, the fentanyl deaths, the drug overdose. They don't want that evidence put before the American people. It was a desperate move. And I agree. That's all it is. They're not about protecting Mayorkas. They're about protecting the image. They're about protecting themselves because they got some people like Senator John Tester up in, was that Montana, who is barely hanging on right now by a thread. He's a Democrat who's got a very tough election. He's facing a former Navy SEAL who was a really strong Republican candidate running against him. And he voted for it. It's going to be used against him. Story here on the Washington Examiner, though. I guess this would be the now what. So now what? Now what do we do? Well, Republicans were reacting to the dismissal of impeachment charges, according to Washington Examiner's reporter David Sivek. He says, warning Democrats that they would soon regret their decision to skip a trial. So the most immediate repercussion was political. Senate Republicans spent months blaming Mayorkas and they wanted their day in court. They wanted their day to deal with it, and they deserved their day because the House had done its job. The House did its thing and sent it up, and the Senate just like, no, we're not going to do that. Well, okay. But the most lasting effect of Wednesday's impeachment trial, which Democrats concluded without hearing from the House impeachment managers, was the precedent that it set. For the first time in history, the Senate cut short the impeachment proceedings. Yep, never been done before. If Senate Democrats can ignore the House's articles of impeachment, then Republicans could wind up doing the same, is the warning. Senator J.D. Vance, Republican of Ohio, said, I suspect Democrats will come to regret what happened today. But Democrats, yeah, well, there may be repercussions, but they did what they did out of preservation. That's what I'm telling you. The implications for future impeachments are indisputable. 45 Republicans voted for an unsuccessful measure to deem the second trial of then-President Donald Trump unconstitutional. GOP senators conceivably could do the same if they control the chamber. Senate Democrats just showed voters they will do nothing to hold Joe Biden accountable, says one. And then there's Senator John Tester, who I just mentioned a minute ago. Yeah, he would not say what he was going to do. He didn't want to mention it. He held his cards close to his vest to the very end, but he finally voted to dismiss the charges. And I hope he pays for it. I mean, that's one of the races that's really being watched right now. One of the beliefs is that the Democrats are going to face some real challenges in their Senate reelections. We could see the balance of power shift, and we need to. Can you imagine if we can get Trump in there? With all the stuff going on with him, and flip the Senate and keep the House, well, all the damage could be undone if we could just begin moving forward. But I hope it's decisive. I mean, I'm so sick of these slim majorities. Here's one thing I will say: this, the Freedom Caucus, is a smaller group of the ultra conservative members of the House, but they have more clout right now because the Speaker can't lose a single vote, so he's got to deal with the conservatives. Now, I really believe the Speaker is a true conservative, but he's stuck in an awkward position right now. All right, story here on the National Review. This is Andrew McCarthy, legal scholar, Andrew McCarthy, former prosecutor, Dateline yesterday on National Review. He says these were abuses of power representing what we call maladministration. Impeachment does not require a penal crime. So that's the unconstitutionality that Mayorkas got over on was the idea being foisted by Schumer that somehow there's no high crimes and misdemeanors. Do you see a crime? I don't know that's a crime. All he did was they say he didn't run his department correctly. Well, no. The framers used the terms high crimes and misdemeanors to also mean, says Andrew McCarthy, maladministration. In other words, poor jobs of running what you're doing. And he says, as Hamilton said in The Federalist, number 65, it is a political offense sounding in the abuse of power. It does not have to be a common crime. In other words, he doesn't have to be convicted of a Trump crime like they're talking about up in New York, right? He can just do so poorly at his job that he can be impeached for it. Dereliction of duty is a political offense. Failing to enforce Congress's immigration law and igniting a crisis of illegal immigration is a staggering abuse of power, says Andrew McCarthy. How remarkable that Democrats would impeach Trump in the 2019 Ukraine kerfuffle, which they called an abuse of power without a penal crime, but believe that it's unconstitutional to do so for Mayorkas. He said, for the most part, this is politics and not law. And it's amusing that Senate Democrats tried to claim the constitutional high ground. Yeah. The constitutional authority was vested in the House. It was up to the Senate to decide if they wanted to acquit or not. And they chose to dodge altogether. It's codswallop, man. Absolute nonsense. Complete and utter codswallop is what we've got. And it's shameful. And like I said, I'm afraid that it has set a new precedent. All right. Listen, we got more to come. I may get dipper number 3, the fast food polls. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.